Morning light found Swart and his officers seated on the stream bank, surveying the smouldering ruins of the horde tents. Soldiers, some with fur badly scorched, kept bringing in reports.
"We've found the two weasels, Scarback and Marble. They were strangled to death, Lord."
Swart dismissed him with a wave of his sword.
"Just as well. I'd have throttled them myself if they'd lived for not warning me of the crow attack. Any more sentries left alive?"
Agal pointed out a pair of rats.
"Only those two, Lord."
Swart's face was expressionless as he pronounced sentence.
"Slay them. They're no good to me sleeping on duty. Make sure the rest see you do it. Teach them a lesson."
A weasel called Greyjaw came running up breathless.
"Sire, we've seen the crows. They're in that grove of pines over yonder. Give the word and we'll attack."
Swart shook his head as if in despair.
"Listen to her. Give the word and we'll attack. Blockhead, they've probably got an ambush set up for us if we go near those pines. Leave them. There's no profit in losing more of us by staying in this place and waging war on a lot of crows."
Nightshade slid to the warlord's side and whispered in his ear. Swart brightened slightly, nodding approval, and standing up, he called so that all could hear.
"Salvage what you can. Pack all gear. We're leaving."
The horde broke camp at mid-morning. As they turned to march south and west, Swart nodded to the line of archers standing round a fire.
"Give them back what they gave us. Fire!"
Burning arrows sped into the pine grove. It was a natural fire trap, with thick layers of dead pine needles providing a floor and old pines leaking resin supporting half-fallen trees, dry as tinder and highly flammable. Swart had lost more than 70 horde beasts to the crows, but it did not make much of a dent in his horde, many of whom mourned the loss of their tents more than that of their dead comrades in arms. Black smoke belched skyward as the crow brethren tumbled out like a pile of old dark rags to take refuge on the stream banks. Crackulat watched the pine grove burn, saying,
"Kacha! We will follow them and kill them one by one. Come!"
The first the horde knew of it was not long after midday. A horde rat marching slowly at the rear was seized by a score of crows and lifted screaming into the air. The birds flew as high as they could with their wriggling, wailing burden. Then they dropped him. He left a dent in the landscape. Other horde beasts leapt to one side to avoid being hit by the falling rat. After that, a whole company of archers was ordered to march at the rear facing backward, their bows ready strung against further attacks. Next, the crows picked another rat off the middle right flank, and the archers at the rear could not fire for fear of hitting their comrades. Before sundown, a third rat was lifted off, this time from the front left flank of the marching horde. Swart's bad temper descended once more, and he ordered the vixen to march alongside him, repeatedly treading on her foot paws and digging her in the side with his mailed paw. He upbraided her.
"Burn him out to the pines, Lord!"
"Short-sighted stupidity! What have you made me look like, eh? A slophead like yourself! Those birds will follow us until we're dead, or they are! Right, oh, my bright seer! See me a way out of this, and quick about it!"